Hello, and welcome to a brand new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have the cutest little top five in the entire world.
It's the most adorable.
Can't handle it.
Steve. I just want to pinch its little cheeky.
Steve, what is that top five?
We are counting down our top five most adorable / cutest animals in TV, video games, and movies.
And if you thought that opening was annoying, you are in for some annoyances.
Because we talk like this the whole time. So it gets cute. We cash in our man cards a little bit, but you know, we invite all of you to join us in doing the same. So without any further ado, let's start the show.
Steve, I am a very, very busy man.
Oh my, I didn't realize you're so important.
I had to take time out of my busy schedule to sit down with you today and talk into a microphone.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like you want me to thank you, but instead I just want to say, shove it. You a-hole.
But check it out. I haven't been able to go grocery shopping in a long time. By a long time, I mean like a fortnight, you know. I am from the 1700s, by the way. I just keep going backwards. But so today for dinner, I'm kind of running out of food. So what I had was toast and a can of peas.
Did you...
I didn't combine them, no.
I was going to say, did you perhaps like cut the toast up into essentially like crouton-type things to provide crunch for your bowl of peas?
That is way too fancy.
So you just ate a piece of toast and then just ate spoon. Did you at least cook the peas?
Yes. Okay. No, I did it like a hobo.
I imagined you putting the piece of bread on a car radiator to toast it and then just opening a can of beans with like a Swiss Army knife and just dumping them into your mouth.
Well, so you were there.
I was hoping that wasn't you, but apparently it was.
Yeah, man. So, so that's what I have for dinner.
You're eating like a person who's getting ready to move out of their house, and they don't want to move their stuff, so they're just, we got the stuff in the pantry, we just got to eat it.
I've just been so busy with work and rehearsals that it's just one of those things you don't really think about till you open the fridge, and you're like, oh, there's nothing in here.
That's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
Is your next thought, well, maybe I just won't eat? Because for me, whenever I'm at that point when the fridge is providing nothing, I'm, you know what? I don't know how hungry I really am.
That's true. Do I really need to eat? Yeah, man. So that's
so
been my day.
What's for breakfast tomorrow, do you think?
Peanut butter and bread.
Okay.
I always have peanut butter.
Oh, no matter what.
No matter what.
So maybe by the end of the week, it will be peanut butter and peas.
Maybe.
Because you'll run out of bread. You don't always have bread, but you always have peanut butter.
Always have peanut butter.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I watched something big this week. I played something big this week. And then something big happened to me this week.
Oh my God. Start from the beginning.
I will. I played Destiny.
Okay. How was that?
Not a huge fan. And just for the record, this is not just because I'm bitter old Steve. Check out the reviews of this game. This is not... It was supposed to be this huge blockbuster game, you know, the makers of Halo with their first next-gen thing, both on Xbox One and PS4. It's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is kind of like, nah, it's not amazing. It's not terrible, but it's not amazing.
Sure.
I am not one to harp on a game for graphics, but this game looks pretty rough. I played it on the PS3, of course, not the PS4.
That's true.
But... I honestly felt like I was playing an original Xbox game, is what I felt like.
Really?
Yeah, I find the graphics to be pretty poor.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really took me out of the game. So basically the idea is, it's got a real Borderlands kind of feel to it,
mm-hmm.
minus the humor of Borderlands.
So you're going to have to forgive me. I never played the original Xbox. We're talking like text adventure, right?
Okay. So there are actually no images. This is just code, right? And you have to decipher it like the Matrix.
Well, you're right. Those graphics do suck.
So it's Borderlands-ish in the way that you get loot in a way, and there's just a whole bunch of randomly spawning bad guys and stuff. But the bad guys look a lot like Halo bad guys, and they act like Halo bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically kind of Borderlands meets Halo without the good parts of both of them, I suppose, just like a poor version of both with bad graphics and the fact that it's basically an MMO online game. The few levels I played where there were other people, it made no difference that the other people were there. They just happened to be running around while I was running around.
Sure.
We didn't help each other. We didn't do anything. We just were there.
Can you affect someone else's game?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you can't, like, sabotage them, but if they're shooting a bunch of dudes, you can go, you know, help them shoot dudes, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the whole thing. And there's a lot of kind of, like, bullet sponge kind of boss dudes. And, yeah, it's just, it felt like a bad expansion on Borderlands is what it felt like.
Sure.
It's like, you know what? Nah, not interested. Rented it for a day and did not want to go back and play it again.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, well, not a big fan of Destiny thus far.
Based on your one day with Destiny. Well, that sounds like a freaking movie, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Based on that, what would you give it?
68.
So still passing.
I mean, it's not a terrible game or anything. As sure. You can tell, I'm not spitting venom about it. It's just the only reason, I shouldn't say it was supposed to be this huge thing, you know, the game. So that means that Xbox One and PS4 are 0-2 on their big games. Watch Dogs, no thanks. Destiny, no thanks. So there's still, in my opinion, no real reason to buy a PS4 right now. Or Xbox One.
Fair enough, man. So that's the big thing that you played. What's the big thing that you watched?
I finally watched Captain America Winter Soldier.
And how did you like it?
I liked it very much.
Okay.
It's a classic case of it just got talked up a little bit by everybody else.
Sure.
Everyone was saying that it was probably next to the Avengers, the best superhero movie that they've seen. Some people said it was the best superhero movie they've seen.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because I think that's a direct quote that you said.
Well, thank God there isn't something on the internet that you can reference.
It's definitely very good. Just if I had seen it in the theater, I probably would have given it a few more points. But, you know, I just had very high expectations going into it and did a very good job. It is a very good movie.
So you're giving it a 68?
Another 68.
Oh, man.
No, I give Winter Soldier like an 87 or something, 86.
Okay, was it like a me and Guardians of the Galaxy situation?
Wait. No.
Okay.
No, because you went into a funk after Guardians. Like, I
was so sad.
I was not sad after it. I enjoyed my time. And by the way, I think my favorite part of that whole movie, temporary, just give yourself a 30-second spoiler right here. At the very end, when they're standing over the gravestone, and you look on the gravestone, and I don't know if you picked this up, but it says, the quote, the beginning of Ezekiel 25:17, which is Samuel L. Jackson's character from Pulp Fiction.
Did not know that.
Now I can't think of the beginning of, the path of the righteous man. That's how that whole monologue starts in Pulp Fiction.
Very cool.
That ends with it, you know, and you will know my name is the Lord. And so in this movie, they put that on his tombstone, and I laughed out loud. I was like, that is awesome.
Man, I did not catch that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that part really, I enjoyed it a whole lot. That was awesome.
Sure.
And I was talking to the wife afterwards, and I think, not that this movie wasn't very good, but I'm getting to the point where, like, I've seen a whole shit ton of superhero movies lately, man.
Sure.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of great ones with the Marvels.
There's a lot of real good ones.
There's a lot of middling ones to, well, crappy ones that you've seen, like Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I'm just saying, there is going to reach a point when it's not just me, but where everyone says, okay, all right.
Well, what do you think is going to be the next big thing?
I mean, Avengers 2 is not too far out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the next big, I kind of feel like Ant-Man is going to kind of flop.
No, I mean, like, superhero films are the big thing right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Zombie films were huge, like, a decade ago.
Sure.
What's the next big thing?
Oh, man. God, if I knew, I would throw all the few dollars I had in there. what is the next? I don't know.
Tyler Perry movies.
aren't we doing that now?
That's true. He's just a constant thing.
God. I don't, do you have an idea what it is?
No idea.
God. Yeah, so right now it's... Yeah, it's like comic book heroes and kind of nerdy, quote-unquote nerdy things being rebooted.
Sure.
Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And, oh, man. I wonder if you're just going to see... I'm like, oh, reboots. Yep, we've done those. We've done a whole hell of a lot of reboots. I don't know, man. Honestly, I can't even... it's going on such a bad path right now with Hollywood of terrible writing. Just throw money at it, make it look good and see what happens. I don't even know, man. Hopefully, maybe that's the next best thing. The next thing that will happen is people will revolt against the Michael Bays of the world, and we will now start getting behind smaller project, more indie-ish kind of stuff.
That'd be cool.
It would be cool. That's not the next best thing.
Probably not.
Next big thing, but I would hope something like that would be.
Yeah, I really want to start watching not more of the blockbuster movies like Transformers 4, but there's a lot of indie movies out there that star a lot of comedians that I love, and I listen to their podcasts. Like June Diane Raphael just did a movie, oh God, like 6 months ago called The Way, Way Back. I think that was that movie. I might be wrong. I should probably check my facts before I, you know, well, say it on a podcast.
Who's the guy that did Sleepwalk with Me?
That's Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah, so kind of similar in that idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Holly just got that from the library to watch.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the women from 6 Feet Under is in that one, too.
Ah, which I have not yet started watching.
And I have not started watching The Office.
That's okay.
But oddly enough, Steve Carell is in The Way, Way Back.
Oh. It's all coming together!
Is this the season finale of Five and Out?
You know what? Maybe the next thing is reboots or updates of old classic movies. I'm not saying I want this to happen, but things like golden era cinema kind of movies.
Like Gone with the Maltese Falcon.
That's the one.
That's
oh
it.
My God. Mm-hmm. That is so... yes, perhaps an updated version of those. That might be... I'm not endorsing this. I'm just saying Hollywood's looking for easy ways to make money, and that might be the way to do it.
Sure. I think what's going to happen next is the movie studios are just going to collapse under themselves because they keep on throwing more and more money at these huge blockbuster films that... some of them do very well, but more often than not, they do not make any profit. So they're just going to collapse, and we'll see a glut of smaller films. So maybe like gritty crime dramas or something like that.
I mean, you say that, but so for every, let's say, for every, Taylor Kitsch last year, John Carter. For every John Carter, which by the way was like the biggest flop ever.
That was like 2012.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm talking about like, that's a major flop.
Sure.
Flop. But just... for every movie that's kind of in that vein of like, yeah, we sunk a decent amount of money into it and it flopped. Every studio has pretty much at least a Harry Potter franchise, Iron Man, their bread and butter franchise that just makes just an exorbitant amount of money. Mm-hmm. An exorbitant amount of money.
Good word, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. But then one other thing happened to me, completely unrelated to these things.
Okay.
So I have recently made the switch to the boxer brief.
Steve, welcome.
Thank you.
To this magical land.
I know. I fought it for a long time. I just liked the regular boxers. I appreciated them.
Too much freedom.
There was a bit too much freedom.
That's right.
I wanted a little bit more structure.
That's right.
However, so I think it's Fruit of the Loom. Rocking some just regular boxer brief Fruit of the Looms. Everything's good. Everything's going great. You know,
sure.
You buy like a 7-pack or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
Going through six pairs. Pfft, awesome, man. This is great.
Wear them once, throw them away. This is awesome.
This is great. Every week, I just buy a new pack of underwear. It's
great.
Awesome. Until I get to the red pair that came in the pack, which, yeah, I know. I'm not happy about the red pair, but it's there. And I was like, you know what? I mean, whatever. I'm just going to wear them.
Sure.
My dick keeps falling out. keeps poking out the access hole here. And I got to tell you, man, that's some real uncomfortable shit. It's some real uncomfortable shit.
Steve, you should have made it sound like you were a Greek god by saying, like, just keeps poking out the bottom of the leg hole.
No, man. For some reason, things are getting shifty right in the middle there. And it's just like, freedom! It's like, no, not now. Not yet.
Well, Steve.
And then man, let me tell you. I'm sure you've experienced it at some point.
Sure.
But if it has not been recent for you, whoa, that is not a feeling one wants to have.
Just your bits and jigglies rubbing up against the denim
yeah.
of your jeans.
Yeah,
not,
you don't know.
Good.
You know you're so close to the danger zone that is the zipper, even if the zipper is not being used at that time
mm-hmm.
Of the up and down action of the, you know you're close to just catastrophic failure.
Oh, sure. It's like rubbing your dick up against a sheathed sword. It's like, this is too close.
I mean, it's not... The leather actually feels okay, but there could be danger.
I don't know why I'm rubbing my dick on the sheathed sword.
It's like, excuse me, sir. Could you stop rubbing your penis upon my sword?
In a moment.
Just give it a second. I'm new to boxer briefs.
Oh, all right then.
So
carry on.
So yeah, man. So it's just been it seems to be only with this particular pair, and it's the same cut, the same brand. It's just these stupid ass red boxer briefs.
Man, there's always one.
I guess
it's not always the red one.
No, but isn't it usually the red one?
I mean, let's talk about the red ones for a second. Well, Aren't they bringing us down?
No one wants to wear the red boxers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Let me rephrase. I don't want to wear the red boxers.
Dude, usually I just throw them right away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to throw away 1/7 of your investment in this pack of boxer briefs?
Okay, let me tell you what I actually do. I actually nail it up against the wall upside down as a warning to the other red boxer briefs. That's what I do.
As you use it as a, God, what is it? Like, not a relic. What is it in, like, The Exorcist sort of deal?
Oh, talisman? No.
I like that word, though. Let's pretend it's that.
Yeah!
Some sort of, like, powerful object that, like, keeps ghosts and shady figures away.
Oh, sure. Like,
A relic? It's not a relic, is it? No.
It can be a relic. It's a magical
Indiana
object.
Jones goes and gets relics.
You know, he did stop by asking for my red boxer briefs.
And then very, very quickly right after, a group of Nazis like, where are the red boxers?
Let's say talisman. I don't know.
Sure.
Medallion?
My medallion! My red boxer medallions. That's it.
That's it.
So yeah, man, I got some boxer troubles.
You know what? You know what really sucks? It's like when you're like running or something and like you're wearing shorter than normal boxer briefs and they kind of ride up and then your giblets pop out the leg hole.
Okay, giblets. We're calling them giblets. The insides of turkeys.
That's right.
All right. Ladies, who likes some gizzard and giblets?
So they have to pull over to the side of the sidewalk because, you know, you're...
Right, of course, it's like you're on a NASCAR track here.
That's
gotta,
right.
You got to pull over on the infield here.
Yeah.
Have your pit crew run out and check the undercarriage.
They knew that asshole who's like reaching up inside of his athletic shorts to pull him down. Doesn't really help.
Well, here's the next level of why this is super bad. So it happened a few times at the apartment during the day. It's like, oh, what a mild inconvenience. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Let me adjust. That's exactly, word for word, exactly what I said. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Let me adjust. And someone was like, what's so funny? I was like, no, not that kind of yuck, yuck. I was like, yucky grossness. And they're like, oh, did your dick fall out your box? He was like, you know what I'm talking about. And I was like, get away from my window. And then he did. You know, normal stuff. Here's where it gets real bad. I take my dog to this field that is in the back of this high school right by my house.
Sure.
It's like an elementary school and a high school share this big field. There's a football field and soccer field and blah, blah, whatever.
Sure.
I take my dog over there, throw the ball around, let her run around, that sort of deal. So I go over there. Football team is having practice in the field, some soccer team business going on. I'm throwing the ball for my dog.
Sure.
There's a bunch of youths. And my dick pops out my boxers. I'm wearing pants. Want to be clear. I am wearing pants. Nobody is the wiser. Nobody is the wiser.
Until I take those pants off.
And I say, yuck, yuck, yuck. Gotta adjust. And all the kids go, ah! And that's why I'm doing this podcast from jail. No, but as soon as that happened at the field, it's like, oh my God, am I a pedophile? It's like, I didn't choose, but maybe I did choose because I didn't change my faulty boxers before. I knew there was structural integrity issues with said boxers.
And then I started touching myself.
I just want to make this abundantly clear. Nobody was the wiser except for me. I didn't do anything gross or anything. It was just one of those horrible self-realizations of like, oh my God, something is horribly wrong.
So let me ask, how did you get the bits back in?
Oh, I left. I left. It's like I threw the ball. I felt the pop. And then Luna got the ball. I was like, okay, gotta go. And we'd only been there for like 10 minutes, and Luna's like, where are we going? I was like, the fuck out of here. anywhere but here, Luna. And then I got home, I locked my doors, and I went, yuck, 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 gotta adjust. And then I did. And then my dog pooped on the inside of the house because she didn't get to on the outside because it was too short.
Man, that's a good story.
Well, that's the truth, man.
Hey, man, that sucks, dude. I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I think I may just have to burn these boxers after I'm done today.
You're still wearing them?
Oh, yeah. Yep, well, got busy playing some XCOM when I got home, and I just couldn't be bothered anymore.
Well, in case it pops out again, just so you know, we have a bunch of children in the other room. All right, Steve, enough about your dick popping out. Just your dick popping and locking over there.
Popping and locking. That would be the worst thing.
Have you ever seen that show of just like penis gymnastics or something like that?
What?
Have you never heard of this? Like stupid penis tricks or something like that?
This a show?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's not like on CBS or anything. But it's like it was
following
like,
CSI Miami. Weird dick tricks.
It was like an HBO or something like that, or Showtime.
God, no.
Just people doing weird stuff with their dicks.
No, I'm not interested at all, actually.
Well, that makes one of us. Anyway, let's go to some emails from last week. Steve.
Please write in your favorite. That's going to be our top five next week. Top five dick tricks.
Steve's number one is the dick pop.
Pop and lock.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me.
Thank you.
But we got some emails written in from our top five from last week, which, if I remember correctly, was our top five season finale / series finales.
You remember correctly.
Oh, well, fantastic. Let's start in with some emails from our old pal Nick. He writes in. He says, hello, gentlemen. He's
Oh, hello.
Keeping it classy. His number five is True Detective Season 1.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one. Number four is Hannibal Season 2. Which apparently we just need to watch so fast.
It's on the list.
Number three is Lost Season 3. Oh, yeah. His number four is 24 Season 5. That is a good one.
Did you watch all of 24?
I watched the first six seasons of 24.
How many seasons are there?
Like seven or eight, okay. Not counting this last one.
Okay.
Because it's like a half season. Nah, whatever.
Well, that's I know Holly's father loves 24. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I need to watch that in order to have dialogue with him.
You can borrow. I have the first five seasons.
Isn't it on Netflix? Was it on Netflix?
Yeah, but don't you just want to feel it in your hands, the hard copy?
No. No, I don't.
All right. Yes, it is on Netflix. All right. And his number one, of course, is Breaking Bad Season 4, which is the
Yep.
Yep. Got it.
Yep. Yep.
The showdown, if you will.
Yeah.
But his honorable mention, which thank you, Nick, for mentioning this, because I cannot mention it last week, Angel Season 5.
Boo! No, not really. I just don't know. I'm sure it's great.
It is great.
I believe you.
All right. Another email from James. He writes in his top five season finales, Avatar The Last Airbender Season Finale, which is just great. And by the way,
you said that's just a couple seasons long, right?
Three seasons long.
All right.
And by the way, he also recommends that you and the wifey watch it.
And those are like 20-minute episode kind of deals?
Yeah, 22-minute.
You know what? I'm looking for a good like 22-minute, three-season good business going on. So that might be the spot. Did you hear that recommendation I just said? I said 22-minute, three-season good business.
I didn't know if there was some kind of sexual innuendo in there.
Oh, no. No, I just like saying business. Oh. I prefer to say business instead of business.
Got it.
I mean, obviously, if I am discussing business, I will say business.
I just have stupid dick tricks on the mind,
dick
apparently.
Dick tricks, business.
But his number four is The Legend of Korra Season 3 finale, which just finished.
What the hell is The Legend of Korra?
It's actually the sequel series to Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, well, that makes sense why I don't know what the hell it is. What is it called?
Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra.
Which I have not seen yet, because I'm kind of waiting for it to be done. But,
okay.
But yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it. His number three is the Friday Night Lights episode Always. So...
Yeah,
again.
I'm a little disappointed that that wifey went ahead and just motored through all of Friday Night Lights basically in a weekend without me. I came back, she's like, yeah, I'm in season six. It's like, oh, what? So I've missed the boat, sadly, on Friday Night Lights, which I already know I'm going to love. I just haven't watched it.
Sure, it's so funny to me, or it's interesting, that I have to see so many movies. and you have to watch so many TV shows. If we could just put our minds together.
I feel like you need to see way more movies than I need to see TV shows.
Really? Give me 78,000 examples.
Number one.
Oh, God. We're going to be here for a while. But his number two is the Hannibal season two finale.
Really?
Jesus
back
Christ.
To back.
My God. And his number one was the Wire series finale.
Series finale is very good.
It is good.
I don't love season five as a whole, but the finale is very, very good. And it really encapsulates what the entire series is about in that finale.
It does. It does. But I'm going to read one more. We got a lot of top fives written in from last week, guys. Thank you so much for writing them in. I wish we had time to read them all, but we only have time to read a few. But this last one is from Brian.
Brian. Ah. I believe, wasn't he on the Dick Business Show? Yeah. Fancy Dick Trick Business Show? Yeah.
He was the dick proprietor, I
that
believe.
That was him.
That's right.
He was the one selling dick tricks.
God.
Thanks again, Brian. Really happy with my investment.
His number five is the Big Bang Doctor Who Series 5 finale. Again, Doctor Who, need to get into it.
Okay. No. But you haven't done Doctor Who either.
I haven't, no.
Good. So there, it doesn't count against me either.
His number four is the Orange is the New Black season one finale, Can't Fix Crazy. Do you watch that yet?
Holly blazed through without me.
God damn it, Steve. You're your own man.
When Holly gets in just a mode to go through a show, there is no stopping that woman.
Sure. But my point is, you are your own man with your own life. You don't need to watch shows with Holly all the
time. Oh, no. I agree. However, I see it as if she's going to plow through that show, I'm going to go ahead and plow through a game because we've made our own choices of things we want to do.
Sure. His number three is the last one, the Friends series finale.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the show Friends?
I mean, it was in syndication for so long. I've seen episode here, episode there. I've probably seen 25 episodes or something of Friends, but I've never sat down and just back-to-back, you know, watched Friends.
Steve, I have all 10 seasons.
You can go ahead and keep them right there.
All right.
Let me tell you, on my queue of things to watch, Friends is pretty low, except hot Jennifer Aniston does have a particular spot in my heart.
That is true. Remember when every girl had the Jennifer cut or the Rachel cut or whatever?
Yeah, and remember when Jennifer Aniston almost made having hard nipples all the time an acceptable thing?
That's right.
God, that would have been her greatest gift to all of humankind.
She was really a pioneer in that regard.
God, just so close to catching on.
His number two is Everyone's Waiting, the 6 Feet Under series finale. Just tears every time, man.
That was on your list as well, right?
Mm-hmm. All tears right. Every time.
Okay.
His number one is the Swan Song Supernatural Season 5 finale. And he says, the literal fight of heaven and hell comes to its climax. This was 5 seasons in the making. I love this finale. Also, again, tears every time. Couldn't agree more.
He likes getting the old heartstrings tugged in his season finales.
Well, you know what? So few shows can legitimately do that.
It's
and
true.
When a show can,
it's true.
You gotta appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good list, guys. Good list. I like them.
Guys, thank you again for writing in. We, of course, read every single one. And we have so many shows we need to watch. I feel like I've seen a lot of TV shows. There are so many shows that were written in that I haven't even seen.
I guess that is one of the only problems of this kind of re-golden era of television we're in. There's just so much good stuff to watch. When I feel like I watch too much TV, I'm like, I have got to go do something. Like, I just watched 13 straight hours of this show. I have to go see people. There's just so much good TV, man. It's awesome. It's a good problem to have.
There is, man. Unlike movies, which are just 2, maybe 3 hours long, when you get down into a TV series, what, 4 seasons of 13 episodes apiece, maybe 22 if you're in syndication or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
There's
not
a
in syndication.
Lot.
If you're on the main network, is what I meant.
There is a lot to watch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, with that being said, why don't we get into our top five for this week?
Which is, Steve, what is that adorable top five?
You know what? We're talking about tugging on heartstrings
and tugging on ourselves
and tugging on your dick hanging out your boxers. No, we're not.
That has nothing to do.
No, actually, not at all. No, we're not. But we are talking about the cutest anime. It's hard for me to say because it's just so anti what I do.
That was the hardest drink of water I've had to swallow in my life.
I'm like, the cutest! Adorable! We're talking about the cutest slash adorable animals like in the TV, film, and video games.
The man part of me wants to put, like, we're talking about the cutest fucking animals.
No, man. We're girling it up right now. We are just talking about adorable little animals, little kittens and puppies and whatever else.
Little love puppies.
I love puppies. The only caveat on the list this week is that, let's say you really love puppies like I do. You can only have one dog in your top five. You love kittens? Guess what? One cat per top five.
I realize this top five was a very tough one for me to do.
Is it because you hate everything adorable and cute?
That is exactly right. Give me more Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I want more dismemberment and death.
That's right. But I do have a top five for you, Steve.
Well, I'm glad, because that's what we do.
Oh, good. Good. So the streak continues.
I've got 2.5. Fill in what you want for the last part. I don't know.
So of every one that you do, I'm going to give you half of mine. Steve, I started last week, so why don't you start this week?
Well, my number five is a little movie that tugs at the old heartstrings, and I am going to take my first bear off of, because mine is The Bear.
From?
You gave me, no, The Bear. The bear from the movie The Bear.
Why am I drawing a blank on this?
The Bear is a movie, it's not animated, it's like a live action movie of...
Is this Grizzly Man?
Yeah, where a man gets eaten by grizzly bears. And it's so adorable! Oh my god! No, The Bear, it came out in like, I don't know, early 90s.
Sure.
And the cover is... There's a big full moon and this little bear cub kind of sitting by himself on it, basically within the, like, on this branch in the full moon. And the little bear cub's mama dies, and it's just this little bear cub kind of like out by himself. And it is, I mean, cubs / puppies, kittens, they're all super goddamn adorable. And this one, and of course you add in the, oh my god, you're all alone in this big bad forest. It's just you, little bear cub. You've got to do it. You've got to survive, little bear. So The Bear from The Bear is my number five because he's just the goddamn adorablest.
See, that's something I didn't even consider. Live action movies that feature like live action animals as their main thing, like March of the Penguins or whatever Disney... jungle nature thing they're out with next.
Yeah,
did that make sense at all?
No.
Let me start over.
Go ahead.
Okay, Disney. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh yeah, totally. Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Have you ever, so The Bear? I remember seeing it very briefly as a child. I remember it made me very sad, so I never wanted to watch it again. But I remember that goddamn bear being so goddamn adorable. And basically, that's my criteria for this list: is when I see something super cute. Like, my girlfriend will all... Or excuse me, I said girlfriend. My wife will often, you know, peruse the interwebs in the evening and just, like, look at this puppy. You know, random pictures. And whenever she flashes to me and I go, god damn it, that's so adorable! Like, that's pretty much my criteria for this.
Sure,
that's,
man,
super cute to me when I have to say, god damn it. So, my first god damn it is The Bear from The Bear.
Well, when I think adorable, cute animals, I immediately think of culinary skills.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
So I'm going to say Remy from Ratatouille.
You know, I didn't love Ratatouille.
That's why you're a heartless, soulless individual.
No, I'm not saying that Remy is not. And as thank you for taking a rat, by the way.
That's why he's number five, by the way.
I mean, as rats go. The cutest rat.
Oh, with the huge eyes and the whiskers. Yeah. It's adorable.
Yeah, and then you go see a real rat outside. You're like,
No.
Remy, you are not. You are not kind rat.
But yeah, with the, of course, he's animated. And so he's like all sleek and cute. He's got those little paws and it's adorable. And he's voiced by Patton Oswalt, who's just an adorable man. You're right.
It's amazing if you take the context of Ratatouille and put it, if you made it not an animated movie, how horrifying that movie becomes.
Oh, I just imagine Patton Oswalt on someone's head.
No, imagine going into a kitchen and seeing a man with a rat in his hair preparing your food. Imagine.
Oh my God, I think I just found, no, I can't replace it, but.
No, what is it?
The mouse from Mouse Hunt.
Oh, with Nathan Lane and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember how just adorably cute that thing
was?
That's
a super cute mouse.
It's a super cute mouse.
You know what? And that is a big difference between rats and mice. Mice, even when you see one in real life, they're not ugly.
Yeah.
They're little, I mean, you know they don't do things that you want them to do in your house?
God, no.
But they're not, they don't have one and be like, oh, fuck, oh, God, no. If you see a rat in your house, you're like, I'm moving. I have to move.
Either that or I'm buying a gun. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to shoot this thing, but I would try.
That's right.
Because if you have a mouse, temporarily, at least for me, like, oh, God, I have mice in the house. Maybe it could be my pet.
That's right. Let me catch it with this mouse trap. Maybe
Maybe it could be best friends with my cat.
So, yeah, that's my number five. Just assorted rodentia.
Nice.
Yes, thank
rodentia.
You.
Rodentia.
Rodentia.
Very nice. My number four. I don't love this character, but there's one specific moment that made me go, God damn it. You're so cute. And it is, of course, Puss in Boots.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I think if anyone has seen Puss in Boots, not the movie Puss in Boots, but I think it's what, Shrek 2?
It is.
Shrek 2. When he comes out as the Antonio Banderas, mm-hmm. Zorro-esque cat, and then he's very suave, but then he pulls down his hat and holds it with his little paws.
I know his eyes get all big, it's like all moist.
Just does, it is possibly the cutest face of all time in anything ever.
You know what? That face, I'll let you get back to that, but that face, I almost put down the bunny from Hercules. Do you remember this?
No, I've never seen Hercules all the way through.
Well, the little demons disguise themselves as like a bunny and a chipmunk or something like that. And they make that same face with the huge eyes and like with this little glistening, like little, just, I don't, I'm trying to stop from myself from saying moist.
Yeah, that's less cute.
But their moist eyes are just so moist, you know, when I say moist.
Yeah, yeah, that's my number one criteria for cute things is moisture. Yeah, and when Puss in Boots just does the, I'm sorry, I'm just a little kitty. Oh my God, you're so cute! And that's when he stabs you with a sword, man. So even adding to his cuteness mm-hmm. is his lethality, his lethalness, which I appreciate.
You know what character did not make my list?
Shrek. Donkey?
Yes, Donkey did not make my
Cameron
list.
Cameron Diaz?
She did make my list.
She would in The Mask.
That's true.
But not modern day Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's not bad, yeah. But she scares me now.
What, is it because of her animal sexuality?
The main reason is because I'm like, wow, that is a big rat.
Oh, no. Well, there goes Cameron Diaz as one of our fans.
Damn it! It took us 70 episodes to get her and just one to lose her. No, Cameron Diaz used to be smoking hot, and pardon the pun, because that's exactly when she was at her peak, was in The Mask. But I saw her in a recent magazine cover, and yeah, she looks real good. Mm-hmm. But she's got that laugh drives me insane, and she's like, she hit the gym a little bit too much for my standards.
Sure, well.
So say she's going to beat my ass every time I see her.
Well, if Cameron Diaz and I ever go on a date, which might happen, I'm just going to keep her crying.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yes, that's what you want.
Actually, that's listed as her number two biggest turn-on, is men who make me cry all of the time.
It's like, hey, Cameron, I know we're having such a good time, but have you ever seen Old Yeller? Just think about how that must feel.
But her number one turn-on was Puss in Boots, which happens to be my number four on this list.
Oh, my God. All right, well, my number four, it happens for a split second, but I couldn't get out of my head. It's Baby Raja from Aladdin.
Oh my God, just damn it.
The cutest tiger in the world. And like when Raja gets turned into that baby tiger, he even makes that little meow. meow sound. It's just so cute. He's got this little confused look on his face, and it's just like, I just want to hold you and like hold you in my lap and like feed you a bottle.
Baby Raja is super adorable. I completely forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Baby tiger cubs, super, super cute.
Yeah.
Because I feel like even, this is probably grossly inaccurate, I feel like even if they did bite me with their little baby tooths, I'd be like, oh, it's just so cute, it doesn't really even hurt. I'm sure it probably could bite my hand off.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But I still just want to pretend that it can't.
Mm-hmm.
What baby animal, little puppy slash kitten-ish whatever animal, would you most, with the assumption it will not attack you in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
What would you most just want to play around with, let's say, for half an hour?
Oh, well, the first thing that I thought of was those little teacup pigs. But they're just too goddamn cute.
Man, you know what? I appreciate your list. Rats, mice, pigs. You are taking the other side of cute and really giving it its due. I appreciate it. That's great.
Hey, no problem, man.
It's good. They love you.
Oh, well.
Speaking for all the ugly things out there, Wesley.
Man, I can't get tigers out of my head now. Just adorability.
There's no problem wrestling with a little tiger cub.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do.
No, you know, it's really sad. I don't want to talk about sad. There's a real sad documentary about tigers and stuff. I don't want to talk about that.
No, let's not.
No, let's not talk about that. I'll tell you what the thing I would want to wrestle with the most as a little baby.
Shark?
I just want it to bite right on my hand. I'd be like, that's a gift for you, little sharky. You take that hand. You nourish yourself.
That's right.
You grow up to be big and get the taste for human flesh. The animal I would want to wrestle with the most, coincidentally, happens to be my number three, and that would be a baby elephant.
Steve, you are the master of segues today.
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
It's only been 70 podcasts, and one of us has mastered the segue.
I'm feeling pretty good. So, and if you're talking baby elephants, there's only one to talk about. And that's a little Dumbo. Little Dumbo.
Yeah, little Dumbo.
Oh man.
Play with that little Dumbo.
Honestly, I mean, I'm a elephant's... Let me finish that sentence. I'm a sucker for elephants, period. Favorite animal? Elephants.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man.
I've never known this about you.
Oh, yeah. My very first toy as a child was a little stuffed animal elephant.
I did know that.
Yeah, and ever since I was a little kid, I was like... I appreciate the ferociousness of a tiger or a lion or... I was never really drawn to, like, aquatic animals necessarily. I'm like, you live in a weird world. I don't like being underwater with you. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Elephants were just super like loving, and they're enormous, and I feel like they don't really mess with anyone unless they get messed with first, and then oh my god, they will mess you up.
Sure.
And then you see baby elephants, and they're the cutest goddamn things. They're so awkward and adorable. They're like gigantic, even more awkward puppies. Because a puppy that doesn't know what the hell is going on with its legs is possibly the most adorable thing in the world. We see it running and it's like, I don't know where my legs are going. What am I doing? And then you see an elephant and it's got its gigantic ears and its long trunk and it just trot, 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 trot. And it's the most adorable thing in the world, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing... If there is the tiniest little glimmer of hope in my black heart, there is a little baby elephant in that little glimmer. That's what it is. That's what it is. Sometimes when I feel real shitty about things, I just look up adorable baby elephant videos because I have to.
Well, man, I never knew about this side of you.
I don't like to talk about it.
I mean, I can see why. It's very embarrassing.
Because I'm smiling and it feels weird to me and I don't like it.
I heard the creaking of your jaw muscles going
As soon as I got into a smile, when I started speaking, like sawdust came out of it. These muscles haven't been used in so long. Like, I love baby elephants, man. They're the best. They make me smile. So obviously, Dumbo is just the epitome of that. Throw on top the fact that he loses his mother, which immediately makes it even more heart. Like, if you could make a baby elephant more heartfelt, you have his mother be killed somehow, and it's awful. But my God, it just makes him even more adorable. And then he can fucking fly!
That's right, man.
It's a flying baby elephant!
It's adorable.
What? How is this not my number one? You know what? I take this back. This is my number one. Sorry.
But can you imagine what that would be in real life when you see this baby elephant flying directly at you?
You know what? I would put my arms out and say, come to me! I would die. I would definitely die.
Rest in peace, Steve. He was an idiot.
I'm just going to say, if somehow you get, like, you die and you go to heaven, and it's like, and God turns to you and says, Wes, I need to take your friend Steve now. But I know you were very good friends. How would you like me to take him? Please, for the love of all that is holy and good in this world, say, have a flying baby elephant kill my friend Steve.
Have you ever seen Operation Dumbo Drop?
That's what I would want. That's how I would want to go out. Plus, it's just a hilarious story for everyone that's still alive. So, I've changed my mind. I just skipped all the rest. My number one is Dumbo.
Okay.
My number one is Dumbo.
Never happened before.
Yep.
Five and out first.
Yeah, I just bumped it. Bumped it straight to number one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my number three, it's originally, have you ever seen the movie Bolt?
Yes. Is it that hamster in the...
It is a hamster in the ball.
You know, I told Holly like three times this week, I was like, God damn it, I've never wanted to watch the movie Bolt until right now so I could have watched that hamster.
Yeah. Because just little animals are cute, but little fat animals, well, they're freaking adorable.
Yeah.
And they put them in a ball where they can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also, when you brought up the uglier side of cute,
yep,
I immediately thought of Flower from Bambi. Remember the skunk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, a hamster's still kind of on the ugly side of cute.
It's true.
It is true.
And this hamster is pretty derpy as well.
Derpy hamster.
It's pretty derpy hamster.
Because I remember watching the preview for Bolt, and they showed that hamster, like, God damn it. That hamster is funny.
That, and he's adorable.
Man, is Bolt worth watching?
It is.
Yeah?
It's a surprisingly good movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it if you want to borrow it.
You know what? I would much rather spend 2 hours with Bolt than 10 seasons with Friends. I don't mean like 10 seasons with friends of mine. I mean Friends the TV show.
Well, it can happen. Either one.
Now, what's the name of the hamster dude? Do you know his name?
Rhino.
Rhino?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Are his like funny lines just like the two that were in the preview, or does he continue on?
No, he's sorry. Let me. I'm saying a bunch of pronouns. He's a butt up hole. He's funny. Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. That's a better way to say that.
Yes. Not he's. Well, he's. You see, he's funny.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my number three.
All right.
It's Rhino the hamster from Bolt.
All right. Well, so since now we're going in reverse order. So my actual number three, since Dumbo is my number one.
So confused.
I know. Everyone should be very confused. My number two. No? Yeah. Whatever.
Was it number two? Now you're number three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is going to be a little puppy. A little puppy slash we see him grow into a full-size dog.
Whew. Okay.
And that's going to be Beethoven.
That's adorable.
God, I love me some Beethoven. You know, and I almost want to say from Beethoven's second or whatever, like the little puppy. But you still see Beethoven as a puppy in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I loved the movie Beethoven when I was a kid.
That is a classic.
Just a big, slobbery, lovable St. Bernard. And oh, what is the name of the dad, the actor, the dad from Beethoven? Do you remember that guy's name?
No idea, man.
He was also the dad in the movie Clifford.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever he plays a great, like, kind of middle class, stuck up, angry dad who eventually, you know, his heart gets the better of him. He's great, by the way. But we're not talking about him. We're talking about Beethoven. God, I'm a dog man. Love dogs.
You're half man, half dog.
Half man. I'm like a minotaur, but with a dogator.
And you're so adorable.
I carry
you're my number one.
I put this little cask of wine around my neck, just like a St. Bernard. It's
That's
amazing.
Right.
I'm so cute.
Whenever we get into an argument, I just throw a ball.
And I can't help it.
That's right.
I have to get it. And Beethoven is just, there's something special about a big, fluffy, lumbering, slobbery, like, there's a special kind of adorableness that where you're like, no, don't sit on my lap. Oh, you're in my lap, but I love it, and I don't like it, but I love it.
See, I love every part of that except the slobbery part.
See, if it's not your dog, slobber away, friend. Slobber. Not a, I hope not on me.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things where, actually, a friend of ours, they have, or like their brother or something, has a gigantic, like, bull mastiff or something. It's probably the biggest dog I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. It's enormous. And it's got the droopy jowls. It just, and all it does is just want to be pet and drool and slobber. And drooled all over my leg last time we were there. I don't care. That thing is the sweetest, nicest tank of a dog you'll ever see.
See, my mom has a mastiff as well. And that's just, the drool's just hanging out. And then he shakes his head and then drool, like, the drool line wraps around its head a few times. It's disgusting. I hate it.
That's isn't that a great part in Beethoven where Beethoven's like dirty in the bed?
Yeah.
And the dad comes and he's like, don't you? And they do this slow motion shake with all the mud and slobber and he's like, no! And I was like, yes. As a like whatever, a 7-year-old kid or so, I was like, I want that dog. Mm-hmm. I want him to do that on people I don't like. He'll be the ultimate weapon. So Beethoven, I mean, you get to see him grow from a little cute little puppy into just a big, disorderly, lovable dog.
Yeah. All right. Well, my number two is a bit of a cheat, and you might be mad at me, but you're just gonna have to deal with it. My number two is Gizmo. From Gremlins.
No, you know what? The only thing I'm mad about is if you're going to go Gizmo, it should be number one.
No. When you hear my number one, you will have no arguments.
Okay. I mean, Gizmo is possibly the most adorable thing that's ever happened.
Oh my God. You are correct.
when he sings his little song that is super high. Oh my God.
And he's like really, really smart. You feel like he's almost as smart as you. He's probably smarter than you. He's probably ancient Mogwai wisdom or something.
And when he's in his little like carrying case thing, and they've got like the tarp-ish kind of thing over it, he's here and be like, "I'm a Mogwai." Like, God, fucking God, you're so goddamn cute.
And the voice and the legs and the eyes, and it's just so cute. And the ears, ears.
And the ears. The ears are the killer. The ears and the eyes combo. Killer. Mm-hmm. Killer. And then it's so sad when you see him get wet, because you already love Gizmo. You love him.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him get wet and the things pop out of his back. You're like, Gizmo, no!
And none of them are as cute as Gizmo.
No. In fact, they're fucking ugly.
That's right.
And evil and awful.
Before being gremlins.
Yeah.
They are ugly.
And then I feel like the icing on the top of the Gizmo cake is in the beginning of, or somewhere in Gremlins 2, when he makes a bow and arrow out of a paperclip and a rubber band and shoots match arrows.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. God damn you, Gizmo. You're just so cute and badass. I didn't even know.
That's right. He's got the Rambo bandana around his head. Oh my God. He's so adorable.
Gizmo is super cute. I had a friend that had a Gizmo, like, stuffed animal as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to steal it so bad, but I knew that's not what Gizmo would want.
That's true.
So I didn't.
That's true. That's very, very sweet of you, Steve.
Thank you. If there's one thing in this world I respect, it's adorable things.
There's only things.
It's the only thing in this world I respect is adorable things. And that's a really good. That's really good number two. I'm very excited to see what your number one is.
Oh, you're going to just poop yourself with your dick popping out.
I actually hope I don't hear your number one then. I'm no longer excited. So my number two now, because Dumbo, clearly number one. I was just making a gross error in judgment before. My number two, I'm going to go with Littlefoot.
Oh, good God.
Oh, my God. It's just so cute.
Can't handle it.
Generally, I would not peg a dinosaur as cute.
No.
Generally not.
But
Littlefoot, man.
There's an exception to every rule.
And you are out of breath.
I can't handle it.
Littlefoot is, I mean, he's just alone. He's a little, him's a little guy, Brontosaurus, or Brachiosaurus, or
Apatosaurus,
whichever. To me, I always called him Brontosaurus. That's what I learned first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just got the attitude. Like, come on, guys! Like, and he's playing his little foot.
Yeah, he's just so positive. He's just so great, and oh, I just can't.
With the neck and those and the footses and the dad. Oh my God, I'm turning into Bill Cosby. Just Littlefoot, man, he is so goddamn cute.
He is.
But the good thing about Littlefoot, he's got the heart to match, man. Similar to Gizmo, he's not just there for good looks.
No.
He's the leader. He's the one that keeps them together.
Mm-hmm.
Littlefoot, I mean, he's great. And that's why he is my number two. Dumbo. I'm sorry. Dumbo, you're where it's got to be.
Well, Steve, my number one... I mean, it's just a short scene in this movie. It's a puppy in the movie Equilibrium.
Oh, man.
My God.
Fucking A.
My God. Minor spoilers for the movie Equilibrium. There is a scene. I'm getting all verklempt.
It's okay.
Just talking about it.
That's what that little Bernese Mountain Dog puppy will do to you.
Oh, my God. So in the world of Equilibrium, people aren't allowed to have pets because they cause people to have emotions. So the soldiers, they come across this yard of dogs and they start getting rid of the dogs. But a little puppy escapes and runs right up to Christian Bale. Christian Bale picks it up and it's this young little Bernese Mountain Dog. And what does the dog do, Steve?
Pees on him.
No.
Nope.
It licks his nose.
Oh, I thought peed on him. He thought it was endearing for some reason.
No. It licks his nose, Steve.
That's way better.
It is. Oh, my God. It's so cute. It's so adorable.
And I honestly think Bernese Mountain Dogs are possibly the most adorable puppies, period.
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know what a Bernese Mountain Dog looks like, it's kind of like a St. Bernard, but with a much cuter face. Mm-hmm. Like, same, like, big, fluffy, bigger dog, brown, white, and black. But the face is just super adorable.
Yeah.
And then Christian Bale kills a shit ton of dudes because they're going to take his puppy away.
Which, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Exactly.
I've had people not threaten to take my puppy away and I've killed them. You have an adorable puppy. Just pow, 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 pow. Dead. Don't talk about my puppy.
Without fail, that scene makes me hold my breath because I'm like, oh, I hope they didn't change it since last time I watched it.
Man, that is good. But good.
When the Bernese Mountain Dog licks his face, Steve, yeah.
Or pees on him, whichever.
He does not pee on him. I will not take your blasphemy on my number one.
That's fair. Yeah, now I do recall. We watched it like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little rusty in the old mind. And I think maybe it was too cute for that movie for me that I was like,
sure.
Must block from memory. Must think of Equilibrium as action-packed fight scene movies.
Well, Steve, after this podcast is done, I'm showing you that scene.
I really do look forward to that.
Good. You will know.
Well, you know what? It appears my dick fell out and pooped my pants. But you know what? I'm still happy about it.
Good. Glad to hear it.
So to review my top five, which suddenly got out of order real quick. Number five, The Bear from The Bear. Number four, Puss in Boots. Number three is going to be Beethoven from Puppy to Doghood. Number two is going to be Littlefoot. And then number one, the flying baby elephant that is Dumbo.
My number five is Remy from Ratatouille / the mouse from Mouse Hunt.
Fair.
My number four is Baby Raja from Aladdin. My number three is Rhino the Hamster from Bolt. My number two is Gizmo the Mogwai from Gremlins.
I'm a Mogwai.
And my number one is a goddamn puppy in Equilibrium.
You're so goddamn cute.
I can't handle it.
So guys, we're showing the softer side here a little bit. Showing the cutesies.
Mm-hmm.
Cutie bootsy pupsies.
The cutie bootsy sootsy lootsies.
That's it. That's what we're showing. So, I mean, if anyone has any different top five cute/adorable animals, either animated or live action, please let us know, because I'm never against looking at adorable animals.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can shoot back on over to fiveplay.net. Steve, my words, they're
you got puppies on the brain.
I got puppies on the brain.
That's what happens.
You can email us your top fives or your top five suggestions at fiveplaynet@gmail.com. And as always, guys, please stay here. Check out the podcast of One of Us. Go back on over to fiveplay.net. The content's been kind of dry, as mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. We've both been incredibly busy, but that'll end soon, we promise, and we'll start getting those Netflix reviews, those fourth walls, those dinner juices, and all those, and maybe some other things down the pipe as well.
Whoa, Facebook, Twitter, I mean, they're so close. They're right there.
So close. We're just too busy looking at adorable pictures of puppies.
Isn't that what we all kind of do?
I mean, really?
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it? But anyway, thank you guys again for listening, and we look forward to catching you next week. As always, I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was five.
And we're out!